This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arkel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi today. He will inaugurate the around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The inauguration of newly constructed flats will mark the completion of the second successful in-situ slum rehabilitation project by the Delhi Development Authority. The project is aimed at providing the residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment, equipped with proper amenities and facilities. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpur, Najafgarh. Talking to Akashvani News, Delhi University Vice Chancellor Professor Yogesh Singh said the Prime Minister will lay the foundation of an academic block in Eastern Campus at Surajmal Vihar in East Delhi and an academic block in the Western Campus at Dwarka. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has announced projects worth 12,500 crore rupees to improve transport system and reduce congestion and pollution in Delhi. He also announced a fund of 1,200 crore rupees from the Central Road and Infrastructure Fund for Delhi. Under the project, Delhi-Kathra Expressway will provide direct connectivity to vehicles coming from Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab to the Indira Gandhi International Airport and Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. Vehicles coming from Dehradun will get alternate connectivity to the Indira Gandhi International Airport through Dwarka Expressway, reducing the travel time from 1.5 hours to 45 minutes. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will visit Guwahati today to flag off, dedicate and inaugurate several projects in Assam. Assam Governor L.P. Acharya, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, along with other dignitaries, will accompany Mr. Vaishnav. The Union Minister will flag off three trains, Guwahati New Lakhimpur Jan Shatabdi Express, New Bongaigaon Guwahati Passenger Train and Tinsukia Neherlagoon Express and dedicate a road over bridge. Mr. Vaishnav will inaugurate a 10-kilowatt FM transmitter at Akashwani Kokrajhar virtually from Guwahati. Foreign Affairs Minister of Maldives, Abdullah Khalil, arrived in New Delhi yesterday evening on his first official visit to India. He will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar today. The movement of several trains is affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 24 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed up to 5 hours. These include the Gorakhdham Express, Faraka Express, Kalindi Express, Shram Shakti Express, Mahabodhi Express, Malwa Express, UP Sampark Kranti and Ayodhya Express. Passengers are advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. Ministry of External Affairs has announced that 95 Indian fishermen were handed over by Bangladesh authorities to the Bangladesh Coast Guard yesterday, who will transfer them to the Indian Coast Guard on upcoming Sunday. On the same day, 90 Bangladeshi fishermen will also be released as part of a mutual exchange and repatriation operation between the two countries' Coast Guard authorities. The mutual exchange of fishermen and their vessels, which will be concluded at sea, has been worked out, keeping in mind the primarily humanitarian and livelihood concerns of fishing communities on both sides. Department of Telecommunication, DOT, in coordination with telecom service providers, has strengthened telecom services for Maha Kumbh Mela 2025. DOT has made extensive arrangements to ensure seamless communication across the Mela area and key public spaces in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. In cricket, India were 108 for 4 in their first innings against Australia in the fifth and final cricket test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney when reports last came in. That is the end of the news bulletin.